And that's what we want. We want the Spirit of God moving in our life, because that's when we can do amazing and incredible things with God. That's when we can do the supernatural, when the Spirit of God is moving in us. And that's what we want to have all the time. And that's good, because my message happens to be today, receive power. Amen. Say amen to that. Today is to receive power. Now, last week I talked about how that when God came down and walked on the earth as Jesus, that he opened a door for us to go through so that we could come out of the kingdom of darkness and go into the kingdom of light, right? I talked about that. But that door that Jesus is also opens a door for us to receive power. For us to receive power from God through that door, so that when we invite Jesus into our heart, we are now filled with a supernatural power of God. And this allows us now to have authority over situations and circumstances in your life. It allows you to have power now to change what's happening in the world. So you can take that supernatural power that God has filled you with, and you can make people heal. In Jesus' name. Amen. So you can change, take away sickness, take away darkness, take away falsity, take away poverty by God coming through that door. Now that's what God wanted to do for us from the very beginning. He wanted to dwell with us and be with us, but there was a separation that took place. I want to go back to Genesis and talk a little bit about what happened there. Now in Genesis chapter 3, it talks about how God was walking in the garden. That means God was in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. They were all together, and God was dwelling with them. He was with them at all times. Now, when he was walking in the garden, though, this one day, he's like, guys, Adam, where are you? And they weren't there. They were hiding. And so when he comes across, he says, why were you hiding? And Adam says, well, I was afraid because I was naked. He's now talking about being naked, and God says, you know, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from that tree which I commanded you not to eat? Now, naked's interesting, because when we have clothes, our clothes in the spiritual talks about our understanding, what level of understanding we were at. Now, why are they naked, noticing they're naked now? They weren't naked before. They weren't naked before they ate from the tree. They weren't naked before they decided to go off and follow their own decisions and do their own things. So what was clothing them before? They were clothed with the Spirit of God. They were clothed with the glory of God. There was a bright and brilliant, incredible light that was all around them, that filled them, that surrounded them, that clothed them, so they were not naked. And this is what God wanted us to have from the very beginning, to be clothed with his supernatural power, with his glory, with his goodness. And that's the way it was until they just started to follow the natural senses. Once they started following the natural senses, now they begin to see the things only of the physical world, because remember, clothing means understanding. So if we're clothed with that Spirit of God, that means we have understanding of God. We have understanding of the spiritual world. And in that state, what was it like for Adam and Eve? They're in the Garden of Eden. They're clothed with that supernatural, with the Spirit of God. Everything is provided for them. There is no sickness. There is no lack. There is no poverty. There is no struggle. There is no toil. Everything is provided for them because they have understanding of the Spirit of God. They have understanding of the spiritual world. Now, once they began to follow their physical senses, they moved into a different place. They were no longer in the Garden of Eden. They were taken out of there, and the door was closed to them. And here's what it says if we go down and take a look. Also, this is interesting, in Genesis 3:21, God made them tunics of skin. So now their clothes changed to animal skins. They went from wearing the glory of God, the light of God, to wearing animal skins. Again, the clothing means understanding. This animal skins represents that they now have an understanding of the natural world, the physical world. If they're working in the physical world and that's the only understanding they have, now the working is going to be a lot harder, and now they start to toil. Now they experience lack, they experience struggle, they experience sickness, and they even experience death. Because when you're only natural, you don't have supernatural power and you don't have access to it. And it was cut off for them because of the choice they made. They chose to step out of that clothing and understanding into a whole new way. And so once it was cut off, now there was more struggle. Let's go down here and read a little bit more. It says here, So he drove out the man and placed a cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So this is talking about that man had to leave the Garden of Eden, and now there's a big angel put up in the door, in the gateway, that's now protecting people from getting to the tree of life. This is significant because God says earlier, and now lest he put, this he's talking about man, and lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat, and he will live forever. So if he doesn't take of the tree of life and eat that, he's going to die. But if he takes of the tree of life and eats of that, now he will live forever. So this is what God is saying. But the way into the Garden of Eden has been blocked now by an angel protecting it. And it's really being blocked because we have chosen to have an understanding of the natural rather than choosing to have an understanding of the spiritual. And once we go into those physical senses and only see the things of the physical, now we do not have supernatural power. But good news, everybody. When Jesus came down and walked on the earth, he became the door. He fulfilled all the laws and all the prophecies and everything that God said had to be done. And now the way was open. In other words, this cherubim here, this angel with the sword that was turning every way, was now taken away. The door is open again now to step back into the Garden of Eden to receive from the tree of life. Amen. Say amen to that. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. And so this is what God wanted for us all along to have. He wanted us to be filled with His Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what it's called. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of love. Because God is love. That's what we can be filled with. And so this is the opportunity that we have now, is that the door is open. So not only can we go through from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, but now God can come through the door and dwell right in your heart, in your body, right now, in this time, right here. Say amen to that. So here we see we are receiving the Spirit of God in our life. Now, this is why Jesus came, and this is what Jesus was working on the whole time, to bring us that supernatural power to take us in that way. We see here in John chapter 4, there is a story about where Jesus and the disciples, they were traveling along, and they get to this point where, you know, Jesus takes a rest, and he sits down by this well, it's Jacob's well. And the disciples go off to get food. And while he's sitting there, here comes a Samaritan woman to get some water. Now, normally, you know, the custom was that the Jewish people and the Samaritans would not have conversation or talk to one another. But here, when this woman comes, Jesus begins to talk to her. And he tells her that he will give her living waters. This is what he starts to say. Where then do you get these living waters, she asks. Because she sees him sitting there. He doesn't have a bucket. He doesn't have a rope. He can't lower something down into the well and pull it up. How is he going to get these living waters, she is asking. And here, as he goes on, he starts to tell her about whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, meaning the water that's in this well. If you drink of this well from Jacob, you will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. So here we go, as we receive that water that Jesus gives, it is representing the Spirit of God. That is what we can receive again through the door into our hearts. We can receive the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God is on the inside, it is like a fountain of everlasting water. God's truth, God's love, God's goodness. And it is flowing out of you. It is flowing out all the time. And this will give you life. If you just drink of the well of water that the lady was standing at, the Samaritan was standing at, you'll die, he says. But if you receive this water, the water that I'm giving you, you will have everlasting life. Amen. That is the water that Jesus has come to give us, that Spirit of God, that it can dwell. Now the Spirit of God can dwell on the inside, and we can live and live forever. We have everlasting life when we receive that Spirit. We also have authority and power. We have understanding of the spiritual. Our eyes are open so that we now see with spiritual eyes. We understand God. We understand the things of the heaven. We understand how to work in this life using supernatural power so that we never lack and we never get sick and nothing has power over us. We are now clothed again, not with tunics of skins of animals, but we are now clothed with that supernatural power. You are clothed with light. Just like God intended from the beginning. Now you might remember Jesus even showed this. He went up onto the mountain and he was transfigured. And he became where he was glowing light. You know, he was so bright. And as he stood there in the light, on the one side Moses stood and on the other side Elijah stood. And here Peter seeing this went, oh my God, this is a great place to be in. Let's build some tabernacles. He had a misunderstanding of what was happening there, but what Jesus was revealing and showing that he was now filled with the Spirit of God. Jesus was filled with the Spirit of God, and he was letting that power work through him. Remember, Jesus said, I don't do anything on my own. It's the Father within that does the work. Okay? So the Father within was doing the healing. The Father within was casting out the spirits. The Father within was raising spirits from our people from the dead. It was the power within, the Spirit within that was flowing out. In the Transfiguration, Jesus is showing how he is clothed in the light. The same way Adam and Eve were clothed when the Spirit of God was upon them, when they were in the Garden of Eden. And that is the same way that God wants you to be clothed too. He wants you to be clothed in that supernatural power, his Spirit, filled with his Spirit, so that you can see him. Now, in John chapter 1, it talks about how Jesus, when he was baptized, John the Baptist baptizes Jesus. Jesus comes up out of the water. And remember, John the Baptist is talking about how he will baptize with water, but there is one greater than him that will baptize with fire. So remember that. Now, let's read this. So here, when Jesus comes up out of the water, here's what John says. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. The Spirit descending from heaven is what he is saying. Like a dove. Not a dove, but like a dove. And he remained upon him. The Spirit remained upon Jesus. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. He is talking about Jesus. He baptizes this guy, Jesus. Jesus comes up out of the water, and now he sees the Spirit of God coming down out of heaven and coming upon Jesus and remaining upon him, never leaving him. Remember, his ministry did not start until he was baptized and that Spirit came down upon him. Why? Because I don't do any of this work myself. I'm not doing the work. It is the Father within that's doing the work. It's the Spirit of God on the inside that has the power to do the healing. It's the Spirit of God on the inside that has the power to bring the light. It is the Spirit of God on the inside that has the power to protect us, to bring peace into our life. Once we have that Spirit with us again, now exactly like the way God planned it back in the Garden of Eden, we're one with God again. His Spirit is now inside of you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's what you want. So here, Jesus is talking about with this woman, and what is he doing? He's evangelizing. This is later. He's already received the Spirit of God, and he is speaking to this lady. And why is he speaking to this lady? Because the custom was not to speak to this lady. He's speaking to her because God told her to speak to her. Remember, he's only doing what God tells him to do. And it's the Father within that's doing the work. It's the Spirit of God within that's doing the work. So he speaks to this lady, even though it's not the custom, because God tells him she's ripe for the picking. This is a lady who's ready to receive the Spirit of God. This is a lady who's ready to come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. This is a lady who needs to be filled with the power and the glory of me. It's God speaking. So he says, me. All right? So here he says, He's talking to this lady. He says, but the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. This is powerful words here. What is Jesus telling this woman? Because there's worshiping going on. There's worshiping going on in temples, and there's worshiping going on in hills, and there's worshiping going on all over the place. But Jesus is now saying that God needs a special kind of worshiper, and the time is now for that worshiper. This is the time for that worshiper, and they will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's what God wants, because God is spirit. So when we receive the living waters, the Spirit of God, baptized by fire is another way of saying it, because we are receiving the Spirit of God when we are baptized by fire. We now have that Spirit in the inside, and now we can worship God. We can worship Him in the Spirit. We can be one with Him, and we can be also be filled with the spiritual understanding and the spiritual wisdom of God, and now we can worship Him in the Spirit. And Jesus is saying, that's what God wants. He wants somebody to worship them, worship Him in the Spirit, because God is Spirit. All of the physical customs of going to this temple or going to that hill or lighting this candle or burning those incense, all of that stuff was physical or natural stuff. They're still wearing the skins of animals when they're worshiping like that. But when we're filled with the Spirit of God, the light of God, when we're baptized by the fire, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, when we are filled with that Spirit, now we worship in a different way. Now we are filled by the Spirit of love. We are transformed by the Spirit of God. We now begin to walk and live in a different way, which is what now begins to change the whole world. This is how we worship God. We worship God by letting His Spirit lead us and guide us into a great life. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, as long as they were listening to God, everything was provided. He was providing all the food they needed. He was providing all the care they needed. He was providing all the love they needed. Everything was there. They had it in abundance as long as they were hearing and following what God was saying. The minute they started to do what God said not to do, don't go eat from that tree, which meant I'm going to do it on my own is basically what they were going to do. I'm going to go live my life on my own. They now started to have the clothes of the skin of the animals now where they are, meaning they're now following the natural. They're now living from their own natural strength. Their own physical strength is another way to say that. And once they did that, it became hard, right? But that's not what God wanted us. He wanted you to get into the heavens. He wanted you, not only that, He wanted to have His Spirit inside of you so that you now could hear from Him, so that He could guide you, and now you can worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth of God. Say amen to this. This is good stuff, people. This is good stuff that God is saying. Now, here's what's interesting. So He shares all this with the woman at the well. The woman at the well runs off to tell the whole town about it because she's heard something that's incredible. She's heard something that's amazing. And she's heard something that she's been waiting for her entire life. So she runs off to get everybody in that town to come out and see this guy. You've got to see this guy that has told me this stuff. And here, well, she's gone. The disciples now have come back, and they're urging Him to eat. They're saying, Rabbi, eat. And here's what He says in verse 32, and we're still in John chapter 4. He says, but He said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. The disciples started to look around at each other. You know, did you give them food? No, I didn't give them any food. Did you give them some food? No, I didn't give them food. Why are you looking at me? I didn't give them the food. He's saying He's got food that we don't even know about. What is the food that He's talking about? If we go back, remember something here He said. This is interesting. How does He have this? Now Jesus says at another point, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He is saying that He is the bread of life. Now, how did He get this food over here? How did He get this food? Let's take a look back. There's an interesting point we want to look at. Because when, here it is. When Jesus was baptized After he was baptized with the Holy Spirit, he was led into the wilderness. He goes out into the wilderness, and he's out there for 40 days, and it says he's not eating during that time. He is not eating during that time. And then temptation comes upon him, and it says, this is here, the devil is tempting him, and the devil says, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus replies, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God." Man shall live by every word of God, not bread alone. So what was Jesus feeding on by the well? What was he feeding on? He was feeding on the word of God. Amen. What is the word of God? Well, let's go take a look. Let's find out what the word of God is, if I can find that. Oh, here we are. In John chapter 6, 63, Jesus says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." Amen. So what is the bread that he was feeding on? He was feeding on the words of God. And because Jesus is only saying what the Father says, the words that he speaks are the words of God. And now he is saying those are the words of life. And he is saying that my words are spirit. And so what was Jesus feeding on by the well that he didn't need to be fed by the disciples? He was feeding on the word of God. He is receiving spiritual food for his spirit so that he will never hunger, so that he is always full, because it's written that we don't need bread alone. As it says here, as we read, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We live by the word of God. We live by the Spirit of God. Remember, Jesus is the Word made flesh. Okay? So he is the Spirit of God, since his words are spirit. So he is the Spirit of God. So when we receive Jesus into our heart, the way is open for us to now have the Holy Spirit come into our hearts, to dwell in our hearts, to live with us. And that's what we have. We are now filled with that. That means that when you go out, you don't have to hunger. What kind of hunger is he talking about? He's talking about spiritual hunger. There's an emptiness inside of us when we are spiritually dead. When we're only living by the natural, wearing our animal skins, and not filled with the Spirit of God. Now when we go out into the world, there's an emptiness, and it doesn't matter how much you eat. And there are some people, that's the thing, is they'll eat, and they'll eat, and they'll eat, and they'll still feel hungry. They will feel like, I got an emptiness in me. Something is missing. And other people will do other stuff. They keep trying to fill the hunger. They have desires, and they have urges, and they have, you know, addictions, and they have all kinds of stuff that they're trying to do to fill this hunger. And it doesn't happen, because it's the Spirit of God that now can fill us. And when we are filled with the Spirit of God, he now feeds us. He feeds us the bread of life so that we will never hunger and we will never thirst. We will have these living waters so that we will not thirst and we will not die. We have everlasting life when we are filled with the Spirit of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We are filled with the Spirit of God. So the bread that he was eating was the spiritual food that is coming even as he's speaking the words of God. See, as we do the things that God wants us to do, because remember, Jesus is only doing what his Father says. His Father said, talk to this woman. He talks to this woman. Before that, he was tired. He's sitting, he's resting by the well. He's hungry. He's sitting there, and he even asked her, can I have a cup of water? But as God is now speaking through him, and he is doing the work of God, he no longer is hungry. He is no longer thirsty. This is how you get fed in your life too. By following the guidance of God, the assignments that God puts you on. If he says, talk to that person, talk to that person. You might feel kind of tired and exhausted. Maybe you feel like you need to take a nap. But I'm telling you, if you start to say the words that God tells you to say to that person, you will be energized. Your spirit will be filled. That's when you now have the power of God working through you, and it fills you up. You're not going to be thirsty. You're not going to be hungry. You can be out there in the wilderness for 40 days because you're going to be feeding on the word of God if you're working the works of God. Following the guidance that he's taking you on. This is the benefit of being filled with the Spirit. That's why when you come here to Golden Heart, you want the Spirit to be moving. We want to, while we're praising God, we want to feel the Spirit of God begin to move so that we can hear when God speaks to us, so that when we go out into the world and God speaks, we can act on what He has said. You know, if you just come here and you just hear the words of God, but you never act on the words of God, you will never be filled with the bread of life. You'll never be filled with the living waters, because the living waters really begin to flow out when we begin to act and walk with God. It is God walking with us in the garden. And God is back here walking with us in the garden again, because we are filled with the Spirit of God. And now as we walk with Him, move with Him, live with Him, that's when the water begins to flow, those living waters. That's when the bread of life now fills us up. That's when we really feel fulfilled in our life and happy and good and excited and strong and powerful and joyous in all ways and filled with love. It's when we are working the works of God's plan, and now that Spirit is coming out of us and flowing through us and changing and touching the lives of others. Receive the power. That's what Jesus came to do, is help you to receive the power. He wanted you to take that power in. He wanted to give it to you. He wanted to give you that living waters. And when you receive Him, you receive the power. Now that the power's on the inside, you have to know that God came through the door that is Jesus, and now He dwells inside of you. The Spirit of God is inside of you. That is the same power that Jesus had inside of Him. And remember, it was the Father within doing the works. Now the Father is within you. And if you can act on what God is saying, then He can do the works through you to heal people, to wipe out poverty, to wipe out lack, to wipe out sickness, to wipe out sadness, to wipe out sorrow. Everything on the face of the earth can be wiped out so that we can step right back into the Garden of Eden, because the gate is now open, the door is open, that is Jesus, and we can walk through that in Jesus' name. Say amen to that. Amen. He said that He would send us a helper, and you have that helper now. Think about how easy life was for Adam and Eve when they were in the Garden of Eden, because they too had the helper. They had the Spirit of God with them right there in the garden. And with the helper, they knew exactly where to go, because the Spirit of God was telling them exactly what to do, exactly what to say, so that they could have a life of blessing. And the minute they decided, I'm not going to listen to the helper anymore, I'm going to go off and do it on my own. Now they're toiling, now they're working, now they're struggling, now they experience lack, and it becomes hard. But you guys have a helper. The helper has returned now. Jesus said, I will send you the helper. Here He says in John 15:26, but when the helper comes, whom I shall send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. So He's talking about the Spirit of God, the helper. And you have the helper now. The helper's inside of you. Do you need help in your life? The help's already there. If you need the help in your life, all you have to do now is begin to hear what God is telling you to do, what God is telling you to say, and begin to do it. Don't just be a hearer of what He's saying, but actually be a doer. And when you do it, now the power of God will begin to manifest and work in your life. You need your finances changed? Start to follow what God is telling you. And I'm telling you, your bank account will explode with prosperity. I'm telling you, your life will overflow with goodness. Do you need healing in your life? Listen to what the helper is saying that you need to do. And if you follow and actually act on what He is saying to do, the bread of life will swell up in you and you will never hunger. You will have the water of life and never thirst. But it requires us hearing and then acting on it so that it now can manifest in our life. And this is what God wants for you. And He wanted it from the very beginning. And now He has fulfilled His promises through Jesus, so that you are filled with the helper. And all you've got to do is hear and follow and say and do what the helper, what the Father within is saying to you, for you to do, and do it. And you will receive abundance, goodness, and a wonderful life, a life of abundance and amazing on all levels. It'll be incredible. Say amen to this. Amen.